Stein, where's the wine?
On the face, is this the place?
I'm the shadow in the shade, it's Ray.
Halloween to all you children who dared come to the house of horrors. This is my domain. If you stay here, you will be in my power. I will cause chills to run up and down your spine and freeze a marrow in your bones. Your throat will feel dry. You will gasp for breath. You will want to run and scream, but you can't. I'll give you one more chance before I turn off the lights. Run, run if you can. They've gone. Just in time, too, for I should have let the goblins get them if they had stayed. I hate giggling schoolgirls and sniveling little boys and their pious mothers. I hate them. Aha! I see one of the little monsters hiding out there now. Don't move. Ah, there is another and more bobbing up and down like little puppets in the moonlight. Stop. One of the little monsters is trying to get away. I'll catch him. I always do, for I love to frighten women and little children. They are so helpless. I wasn't gone very long, was I? How he cried when the witch carried him away on her broomstick. Maybe some of you would like to try. I'm going now. You disgust me, sitting out there cringing like little puppy dogs. Don't move till I've gone, but I'll be back next Halloween. You see, we have Halloween early on Mars. Soon the sky will be filled with hundreds of lights. Don't try and catch us. You can't. You call us flying saucers, but we're not. We look just like you, only we have strong tails to sit on that flies through the air and light up like fireflies. Fools! Don't be frightened, my children. It's all in fun. Remember, it's Halloween. Oh, yeah? Look behind you.
Ooh, very
spooky. Well, happy Halloween to all those who are tuning in tonight. For those who may be tuning in with some confusion, somebody changed the schedule a little early. Just for those who tune in live to my show, I'm changing from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tuesday nights. Tonight is going to be my last night from 10 to midnight, and the guy who does the scheduling just changed it a little early, so I'm sorry for the confusion. And again, for those who listen to Consigne on Tuesday nights, I think they may be back next Tuesday. So check out the schedule sometime Thursday of this week, because there may be a decision tomorrow about Consigne coming back. But that's all kind of the information I have about that now. Let's see. But I guess I'll just read off what I just played. Some of these really great, interesting 45s from the 1950s and 60s. Let's see. You just heard Fools on a Broomstick by Bob Mitchell, which was kind of cheesy. But I just thought it was kind of fun. I thought there'd be a good Halloween 45 to play. Before that was Monster Party by Bill Doggett, maybe. I think that's maybe how you pronounce his name. And starting off this Halloween Part 2 show of Lost in Paradise was Satan's Holiday by the Lancasters. So I guess I should let everyone know that you're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Tonight is my last night from 10 p.m. to midnight. Starting next week, it should be 10 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., But Kill Radio, we're trying to like figure out this scheduling, so I'm sorry for my regular listeners that I'm kind of being shuffled around a little bit. So yes, hopefully everybody was able to tune in last week or was able to listen to the archived show, which is up at the killradio.org homepage for the Halloween Part 1, and you're tuned in tonight to Halloween Part 2, tons of more killer, demented, scary, and horror 45s from the 1950s and 60s.
Angel and, baby, good.
And it sounds like tonight I have some spooky guests with me.
Rock and roll, good.
I don't know. Who was this?
This. I am Monster.
Oh, very, very scary. What kind of monster are you?
I am Monster of Western Costume. Hollywood Monster.
You sound a bit confused, Monster, but maybe we'll kick into the next set and we'll come back to you after these next few 45s. Next up I've got queued up is Dry Bone Twist by The Drivers here at Lost in Paradise. And my very confused Hollywood monster, maybe?
One rock and roll!
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am the devil, the red devil, creator of all evil. Let me enter your soul, and I shall make you whole. For I am the red devil. Spreading evil is my goal. Igor! Put more coal on the fire and make it hot. Make it hot.
There goes Joe Smith with Charlie Jones' wife, making love to her with all of his might. But he don't know a change is gonna come. She never stopped to have a little fun. Now take this, I am the red devil. Now look at Big Ben, he killed his best friend, thinking that somehow he was gonna win. But now he knows how the game goes. Now he belongs to me, and surely he shall burn from my fire tree. My kingdom, you'll find such names as Joe Smith, shot your mama in the back to get your big hand on her money sack. I am the devil. Charlie Jones, get up off of your knees and stop saying please. When I finish with you, you're gonna be all through. For I am the devil. Igor, put more coal on the fire.
By the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
That was Dinner with Drac by Zachary.
And I like to dedicate this to all the vampires in this town. Basically, okay. They're in the entertainment business.
Yeah,
some
thanks.
Are lawyers, some are doctors.
Yeah, thanks, Drac.
Thank you.
Before that was Red Devil by Frankie Z. Karp, which is a little more funk for my taste here at Lost in Paradise.
Too modern.
Yeah, but it was pretty demented, so I thought I'd throw it in there. Before the Red Devil was Nightmare by the Abstracts. And starting off that set was Dry Bone Twist by the Drivers. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KoRadio.org with my special spooky guest for my Halloween Part 2 show. And right now it seems like I've got some... Dracula, maybe Dracula impersonator, some
well,
sort of
no. I like to dedicate, and I wish Angel Baby that you would play this record 4 more times.
Okay.
Because we used to fall in love to it.
Well, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh.
Too bad. And it looks like I scared that poor monster off. Poor Hollywood monster. But let's see. I guess you're tuned in again to my Halloween Part 2 show with these killer 45s from the 1950s and 60s. I just want to throw out there that DJ Chicken Leather just phoned in and wanted to let me know that he's got some free tickets for a movie premiere tomorrow night. I think it's some sort of premiere. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Vista. It's called Fine Cut. It's a... I guess a film series of student films, and I guess tomorrow night is the best of, if I couldn't quite understand them perfectly, but I think that's what the deal is. So if you want to email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, I can give you some free passes to Fine Cut at the Vista at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Student films should be a lot of fun, and I know DJ Chicken Leather will be there. But I'll just kick into these killer 45s. Next up, we've got a spider set. It's going to start off with Boris the Spider by the Croats.
Ooh,
Quartz?
Scary. Quartz. Oh, wait. What the name? The Kodak? The Quartz.
Sorry. The Quartz. There we go.
Oh, the Croquettes.
I guess I should have Drac read off this track list.
The
okay,
crumpets.
Here we go. Boris the Spider by the Quartz here at Lost in Paradise.
Good.
Who's that crawling up my wall? Black and hairy, very small. Perhaps he's dead, I'll just make sure.
come to us today. Don't think he will ever mend. Never more will he crawl round. He's embedded in the ground.
Earth is my love. Earth is my love.
Tarantula.
Spiders, creepy, crawly spiders, spiders in the web. The spiders crawling closer, creeping closer, closer to the fly. The fly caught in the web.
Darling, are you having a nightmare? Your arm is hurting me. What happened to your head?
All right, The Spider and the Fly by Bobby Christian with the Allen Sisters. You got some info for us?
Yes, I do. Yeah, that was about a movie called The Fly from the 50s where a man's head gets on a spider's body and a spider's body, and then a spider's head gets on a man's, a fly's head gets on a man's body anyway. The man gets caught in a spider web, and he has a fly body, and he has a man's head. And he says, help me, help me, help me. And the spider is coming to get him. That's the end of the movie. That's all I have to say.
All right, so that was The Spider and the Fly by Bobby Christian with the Allen Sisters. Before that was Tarantula by Walt and the Silvertones. And then starting off that spider set was Boris the Spider by the Chords. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org every Tuesday night from now on, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Sorry, folks, I'm being shuffled around a little bit. And Consigne may be back next week. We're not quite sure what the deal is with them and what their time slot will be. Probably sometime 11 to midnight, but not quite sure. Just throwing that out there. We're having a little bit of a schedule change here at killradio.org. But you're tuning in, or I'm sorry, you've tuned in to Halloween Part 2. Hopefully you were able to catch Halloween Part 1 last week. And if you weren't able to catch it, you can listen to the archive, which is uploaded to killradio.org homepage. And I'm just going to kick into these scary 45s. Next up, I've got a favorite of mine, actually. It's Werewolf by the Frantics here at Lost in Paradise.
Says his prayers at night, can change to a wolf when the wolf bane blooms and the full moon shining bright.
Football team, when he hit that line, you could hear them scream. gracious, oh dear.
Now the monster looks like Rock and Rory, Tab and Ricky too. And he makes a big fat living, singing for me and you. Now his voice is mild and mellow, and you can hear it near and far. And believe me, friends, I'll tell you true, he's the nation's number one recording star.
Gracious, oh dear.
Ghost Power by the Chords. That's a special dedication, isn't it? Somebody brought that record in.
Yes, that one. Excuse me, I'm late, but there was a lot of traffic. Anyway, that was dedicated to Jackson Blackburn. It was one of his favorite records when he was little.
I'm not quite sure when that record is from. It's good. Maybe a little later than what I normally spin on this show.
But at least it has the spirit.
Yes, it definitely has the spirit of Halloween. Before that was Zombie by the Monotones. I think we'll be hearing another Monotones 45 later on in the show.
Good.
Before that was Janie Made a Monster by the Fabulous Five. That's another dedication.
I know, dedicated to Gene Scalati. I don't like these records. They make fun of monsters. They make them cute. They're not cute.
Well, I guess it's a nice teen monster record for Gene out there.
Teen monster.
Then starting off that set was Werewolf by the Frantics. You're lost in paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org from now on Tuesdays. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Man, I can't even keep it straight myself. But just keep up to the schedule. It's fairly updated. Or you can check out my website, which I need to update, which is naomirobbins.com. Or you can check out my MySpace page, and I have like updated calendar and info up there, which I need to update now that I'm changing my slot once again. But it's myspace.com/NaomiRobbins. You're tuned in again to my Halloween Part 2 show, and I've got more of these killer 45s. Next up, I've got a Tombstone set. It's going to start off with Hello There, Mr. Gravedigger by the Creators. Creators? What did I write here? Yeah, Creators, right?
Yeah.
I can't read my writing. I think that's what it is. But either way, here we go. Hello there, Mr. Gravedigger, here at Lost in Paradise.
Hey!
Oh, here come this goose. I'm out here trying to dig graves at 2 o'clock in the morning. People get me up in the rain. And I'm telling you. What's that you mean by calling me a homeboy?
Man, you mean to tell me you don't know what a homeboy is?
No, what's a homeboy? I'm not from your hometown. What you mean I'm from your hometown? I don't look like you. We can't even afford a zoo in my hometown.
Yeah, wait a minute. I don't play that. You've been digging graves so long till your face looks like a shovel.
Oh, man, get on down. That's pretty funny. But look here. Anyway, what you doing out here in all this rain and mud and snow at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I think, yeah, man, I was coming from the liquor store, and I thought I'd take a shortcut. That's when I saw you out here in all this rain and cold. I thought I'd help.
Help me? How you gonna help me? You can't even pick up a shovel without falling on your face. Which reminds me, yesterday you went down to the meat market to buy yourself some ribs, and the man thought you was coming to sell some ribs.
Hey, wait a minute, get off the subject. Look here, D. I still have a little bit more of drink in my bucket. I think you might want a little sip.
That's what I say about you. Every time I see you, you're drunk. Why don't you buy yourself some tomato juice or something so you can get some fat on it?
Yeah, hey, look here, D. You're always talking about me. But that's all right. Your house is so small, and when you smile, you break out all the windows.
That's pretty funny. But they tell me you went to church Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. I went to church Sunday every 6 Sunday.
Every 6 Sunday?
I'm 5, 6 Sunday.
6 Sunday? Well, do you always wear tennis shoes to get a grip on the sandals?
Hey, man, you better come on up here and get earthbound. But if she got down there, and I know it's getting cold, man.
Throw me a rope, man. Throw me a rope. It's cold down here. Get me out here. It's cold down here, man.
I know it's cold because you didn't get all the dirt off of your head. I'll cover you up.
Oh, don't put no dirt down here. Help. Help. Help.
Don't open the grave where my town lie the eight husbands of the widow Brown. Now she's digging for this heart of mine, but I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. Right beside those eight, there's an empty plot, but I don't wanna be in the number nine slot. Up till now, she was doing fine. I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. It wasn't her cooking that left them gasping for breath. They were all so good looking that she just loved them to death. Now I'm 6 feet high, good looking, I know, but I won't look so good 6 feet below. So I'm gonna get while I still got time. I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. I'll admit I want a nice new home, not a living room in a catacomb. That's one honor I must decline, 'cause I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. She's a living doll with great big eyes, but she won't fool me like those other eight guys, 'cause I'm gonna leave her love behind. I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. Her kisses are thrilling, but I've been fixing to cease. All the others were willing, now they're all resting in peace. Now I know she's got plenty real estate, but every day I keep on losing weight. If I don't quit, don't resign, I'm gonna be tombstone number nine. What time does the next train leave?
All right, tombstone number nine. That was Murray Schaff and his Aristocrats. Before that was Don't Open the Grave by the Valdoros, I think so. And before that, or starting off that tombstone set, was Hello There, Mr. Gravedigger by the Creators. You're lost in paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org from now on. Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And again, I'm being shuffled around a little bit, but just check the schedule for my more detailed times. It could be maybe 9 to 10:30, but more than certain it should be 9 to 11, and that will start next week. You've tuned in to my Halloween Part 2 show, and if you didn't catch Halloween Part 1, the archive is uploaded to the KillRadio.org homepage. Next up, I've got some more Killer 45s, obviously. It's House of Horrors by Merv Griffin here at Lost in Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Bella Boris. Welcome to my House of Horrors.
We'll be right back.
his heart it roars beneath the crown. It's that you sit in there. Ooh, oxygen is thin in there. Coffin on the side. They call it Jekyll and a Hyde. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will be around. Then you will get your favorite dish, a chocolate covered octopus. I said, Mr. Mummy, what you used to do? He said he used to sing a little song or two. I said, Mr. Mummy, let's get out of this sand. For I couldn't use you in my rock and roll band.
He said, man, he said that.
Me back in my chair.
You all right, Mummy?
All right.
All right.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Shut the box.